Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner called it a time for new beginnings in the city as four new aldermen were sworn in last night. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, the newly elected city council members say they can put political differences aside and work together to solve problems.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Donna Boland was one of four new Bloomington City Council members sworn in last night to begin a four-year term. The group of new aldermen represented nearly half of the city council. Three aldermen, David Sage, Amelia Burgess, and Diana Hallman, all chose not to seek a re-election, while five-term incumbent Karen Schmidt lost her re-election bid to Jen Curio in Ward 6. Bloomington's elections are nonpartisan. No one declares party affiliation, but the campaign laid bare some ideological differences on some key issues. But at least for one night, aldermen were willing to look past those differences. Boland and Curio shared a hug after their swearing-in and spoke admiringly of each other. Boland has been a frequent critic of city council spending and a critic of a so-called welcoming ordinance for the city, while Curio ran largely on a pro-immigration platform. We'll get to that later. Boland says Curio reminds her of her own children.
She's got a lot of passion. I remember having a lot of passion at her age and at my age. Now, I told her, there's a lot of gray. So I think that's how we're going to work. The black and white and the gray.
Don and I sat down and talked, and I don't think we're as different as people like want to think that we are. Like we are serving because we have the public's best interest at heart, and we're going to grapple with like what that means and how we negotiate what that looks like. But I have a lot of respect for this woman sitting next to me.
Curio advocated for a welcoming ordinance to protect undocumented immigrants, a plan that Mayor Terry Renner says could come back before the city council. Unable to build support for such an ordinance under the previous council, the mayor directed Police Chief Clay Wheeler to implement a policy. Curio says that's a good start, but she wants the issue to come back before the council so that it can't be changed when a new police chief is sworn in.
Policy is good because it's codified and it outlives positions and personalities. So right now we have a police chief that has been willing to look at the policy, and we may have a new police chief in a couple of weeks, maybe months, that could decide to go a different direction, and that's why we do policy.
Chief Wheeler has announced his retirement following his wife's cancer diagnosis. He is leaving in June. Boland made clear she would vote against any language and a welcoming ordinance if it comes back before the council.
My stance, it's a federal issue. Immigration is a federal issue. That's how I stand right now.
Ward 4 Alderwoman Julie Emig says she would like the council to revisit a welcoming ordinance.
I met with members of the Immigration Project to talk about the welcoming ordinance to get a much fuller view. And if it does come back, I will be really interested in looking at the language and what is best for our city.
Ward 8 Alderman Jeff Craybill says he supported the welcoming ordinance previously and hopes this council gets a chance to vote on it, adding whoever City Manager Tim Gleason seeks to replace Wheeler as police chief has a seat at the table in the immigration discussion.
I understand it's going to be an inclusive type of search, nationwide search, which I think is what should be done. On the welcoming city ordinance, as you know, I was in favor of it before, and when the right time comes up, I'll be in favor of it again.
Each of the new aldermen say they would like to see the city replace aging O'Neill Pool, but that cost should determine the scope of such a project. Alderwoman Emig.
I think that O'Neill Pool needs to be a priority going forward and that we can find a way to make that capital project work.
Craybill says the city should explore ways to pay for replacing O'Neill Pool without raising taxes, such as through a bond refinancing.
I do think we need to do something with O'Neill Pool. I don't know if it's just a replacement of a pool or if it's an aquatic center. I know that our parks director has indicated that an aquatic center will bring back 80% of the operating costs because it'll attract outside visitors.
Carrillo says replacing O'Neill Pool is tops on her to-do list.
We need to identify our priorities, and then we will find the money to fund them, right? So I believe O'Neill Pool is a tremendous priority for me, and we will grapple with how we find that money.
Boland says O'Neill Pool should be replaced, but out of the city will have to weigh the cost against its expected economic impact.
Unfortunately, it's been let go, just like many other capital plans or improvements. I think we need to look at the fiscal and not just the economic impact.
Bloomington Park's staff has proposed a $10 million overhaul of O'Neill Park. It's something Mayor Terry Renner says he'd like to revisit. I'm Eric Stock.
The new council will be taking part in an orientation with City Manager Tim Gleason on Saturday. That will include a tour of city facilities and other points of interest. Council will hold its first meeting on Monday, May 13th. This is Sound Ideas.